today the energy we're opening is the energy from the golden eyes. We use the golden eye to help us observe
from upside in.
to examine ourselves. And then this is a very important part of our growth as a healer, because only when our own energy is rectified, we can better help others and also the universe. The golden eye belongs to our third eye. It belongs to the level of the spirit. It has its own property. As we know, gold has the property of being a leader, being a king. So it has the king power. So when this king power is manifested at the spirit level, it has the ability to organize and lead us to correct what is impure and disharmony in our soul and spirit level. So gold eye carries this majestic affirmative power for change. We all know that for gold, the purer it is, the better, because it does not tolerate flaws or things that are bad. It completely follows the law of the universe. Gold requires itself to be further refined for that purity. In this regard, it's a little different from the jade. The property of the jade, as we know, is softness and embracing. In contrast, the gold eye has the power of directly change, has that authority for change. So as we observe ourselves, normally we cannot see our own flaws by ourselves. But when we use the power of the gold eye, it can help us discover our problematic areas at the soul and at the spirit level. When we're using our gold eye to observe ourselves, we might have this particular experience, which is that when we observe our own disharmony and discord at our soul and spirit level, we feel discomfort. We might have this piercing feeling. That is because we, in fact, do have things that need to be corrected at those level. So the gold eye will help us repair, use this power from the universe for us to know what is correct, and it helps us rectify that. So when we have this discomfort or experience this piercing feeling at that discomfort of sensing what is not pure and what is not in compliance with the law of the universe, at that time we should let go of our own ego and take upon the responsibility of leading ourselves for our change. Now, it's very important for us to understand the king power from the gold eye is not coming from ourselves. We are, in fact, empowered from the higher wisdom in the universe. This energy comes to us from the universe, from our connection with the universe. It's not because we ourselves have the desire to be the king. And we use this energy from the universe to observe ourselves. Again, we make a contrast between the jade eye and the gold eye. The jade eye helps us to become oneness with the universe. The gold eye helps us observe ourselves and examine ourselves. And we just talked about how gold eye can help us purify our soul and spirit. In fact, we should take it with the further explanation that it's not just for the soul and the spirit. It helps us observe the connection between our physical body, our soul and spirit, three of them, how they are connected. It not only makes our body strong, our soul and our spirit clean, it also works and repairs the relationship and connection of those three aspects, the body, soul, and spirit. When three aspects are all in harmony, then we're better in the position to lead and also to heal the entire world and the universe. When we say that when we are healing the entire world or the universe, it's not to say that we become the king of the world or the universe. The role we're playing is that we convey and also pass along what is right to this world. As we examine ourselves, we first change ourselves to become a role model, to become the benchmark of what is right. And when we ourselves have changed, when we ourselves in the three world of the body, soul, and spirit are completely well connected, others around us will feel us, and we change also the interrelationship between people. So things around us will start to follow the right law of universe, and everything will change. So the gold eye is a powerful energy, comes from the higher universe to help us examine ourselves, to lead ourselves. In particular, I want to thank everyone who comes together to meditate together as a group, because in today's meditation, everyone is able to come together as one, and we all were able to come together with the higher dimensions. The God is loving and fair. When he sees that we're able to come together, it gives us even more experience and help. And therefore, we have this opportunity of being open for the next 19 hours because we are here doing the meditation together live. So it has given us this privilege. And so we have more time to experience this repair and healing, not just in one singular aspect, but in our whole physical and soul and spirit, all aspect. So let's enjoy this opportunity. Relax ourselves fully and observe the white ball, because that white ball is formed by condensing our individual energy into that white ball. So observing it is observing ourselves. And this is what actually happens. If we just follow this experience, we will grow. So let's calm ourselves down, enjoy this 19 hours, do this meditation two more times, and each time before our meditation, take one reishi with a warm cup of water so our body can get this additional sufficient help at the spirit world. Because sometimes just relying on our own energy is not enough, and we may not be fully relaxed. So, with the help of reishi and also the help from the nature, we will get better healing. If we look back in the past few months, every Monday and Saturday meditations were extremely important. They gave us the opportunity to actually experience those healing, and our own experience is tremendously important for what we can do in the future. The best plan is not to miss the live meditation, because every time when William goes to the higher dimension and to get this energy, it takes tremendous effort for him to obtain those energy. And he's very happy to see that everybody who comes to the live meditation can receive this tremendous love from the universe. We come here live to attend this in person is for our own improvement. We're not here for William. Because we're here, we can get even greater help. And we will become the conduit, just like letting the spring water flowing through us. And in the future, this is going to benefit other people. So he's very grateful for the effort that everyone makes to be here and every time to do the meditation. If we do it, we will receive and we shall improve. We will get that power from the higher universe.